There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's a great idea, 855-99-37569. So this is a time of year where a lot of the charities, I mean, I'm just getting bombarded by charities of saying, okay, give me, which I'll probably take like maybe this coming weekend or next weekend. Do you realize Christmas is 2 weeks from today? Sorry, crazy. I was just panicky. Yeah.
And before we realize it, it's going to be today.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah, I know. It's not even creeping up on us. It's just slamming into us. So anyway, I went to the cocktail party last night, and it was for a charity. It was for Heifers, which is a charity I've given to before. And I'm not sure I would invite me to cocktail parties. And I wasn't drinking. I mean, I just had club soda. Because when I drink, actually, I'm sillier than anything else. But there's this kind of war going on right now. I guess war is probably not a very fair term. But there are an awful lot of well-meaning charities that all want are really fighting, competing. Let's say competing for your dollar right now. And this particular one took off after another one, which I didn't think was very wise. I thought their points were somewhat well taken, but it kind of empowered me to ask rude questions. And it's not like I'm all that shy about asking rude questions, as you guys know. I'll tell you the rest of the story. Manny, remind me that I need to talk with my audience about Heifer, but let's not keep April waiting any longer than absolutely necessary.
She's
getting nervous. All right. April, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is April from Gainesville, Georgia. I was calling in to tell you the difference between the Long John and the Eclair.
Oh, good.
The eclair is, like you said, it's a French pastry, and that's basically the difference, because you have the cream filling with the French pastry. The Long John is more like a white cream-filled donut. You know how you have the round cream-filled donuts with the chocolate on top?
Yeah.
The Long John is the same thing. It's just a long donut.
Well, the eclairs that I've had, I hear what you're saying, that you're right. There are two kinds of eclairs, ones that you buy at a really French, you know, fancy French pastry, and they're really crumbly, flaky. But the ones that I'm used to are like the Dunkin' Donuts one, which are, they're basically a donut that's got custard in it and chocolate on the top. So you're saying a Long John is the same thing, except it has coconut on the top.
Well, it doesn't. It can have the chocolate on the top, or, you know, the vanilla white frosting, anything on the top. But it's just more or less because the difference between the custard and the cream filling, and of course, like I said, the difference in the pastry.
I think
for a nut job for about 2 years, so.
I actually worked for in a place that made donuts, a donut factory. It wasn't fancy. It was like whatever the industrial, wherever they make the Dunkin' Donuts, I guess they make them in the stores, but it had these huge vats, and I used to take people through on tours of the donut factory, and you could, they would give you all the donuts you could eat, which lasted for about 1 day.
That was my thing with the glazed donuts. Nothing is better than a hot glazed donut, but after you go through so much of that glaze,
One day was all I made it through. But I did learn to protect, you know, to project my voice. But you're absolutely right. The really good eclairs are really good pastries. In fact, the pastry dough that itself is flaky and got a lot of butter in it. What I'm used to is the Dunkin' Donuts version of it, but they're called Long John. So now I got it. April from Gainesville, Georgia, thank you so much for clarifying and making me even more knowledgeable about something that people actually don't care about at all, do they?
Exactly. But, you have a great day.
Thank you, Sugar. This is why I am the queen of Trivial Pursuit, is because
yes,
I actually, you definitely want me on your team. And this is the time of year where people play Trivial Pursuit, too. I'd just like to point that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, you know, I'm in, maybe I should have a T-shirt made up that said, Queen of the Trivial Pursuit World. Somebody actually gave me I think one of my engineers one year gave me a Trivial Pursuit game, which I felt kind of mixed about, which I mean, it was obviously a very cool thing, except people already think I cheated. I mean, people already think I memorized everything, and it's not. I just have that kind of mind. I have that sometimes the big ideas escape me, but the trivia just gets stuck like lint. So
yeah, you just have a great mind, I think.
Well, thank you. I think it's one that the trivia just gets lodged in a bit. So there we go. So now we know the difference between long johns, and which is basically the thing in my mind when I was visualizing the chocolate eclair. It was the crummy type. It was the, with all due respect, Dunkin' Donuts. Do you know how much a donut hole costs at Dunkin' Donuts now?
How much? I've never had one from there. I've had donuts.
All right, here's what happened.
Donut hole.
I have when it's cold out, I try and carry. Even if I can, I have a very small pocketbook because I don't want to carry very much. But when it's really cold, I try and put everything in my pockets. So I had a little kind of thing, which I had my credit card in, my Metro card, my driver's license, and some folding money. Not a lot, just a little bit. And I went in someplace and bought something, and they gave me 50, because I tried to put everything on credit cards, just because then you don't have to carry cash.
Right.
And I have a recording of it, and I don't have to worry about, gee, where did that $20 go? And I had 50 cents. And 50 cents in this little particular thing kept falling out. So I thought, all right, I'm going to spend my 50 cents. And it was cold, and I had a sweet tooth, and I had a little bit of time before the theater. And there, right in front of me, the universe put a Dunkin' Donuts right in front of me. And I probably haven't had a donut in, like, literally a decade.
Yeah.
I mean, working as a tour guide in a donut factory, you stop, and they're just, I mean, even, maybe I've had a Krispy Kreme, but past a Krispy Kreme, and they don't exist anymore, that's the, and I would only do it at the store, and it was because it was a gimmick, and it was hot, and, okay, so I haven't had a donut in forever. So I went in, and I thought, oh, I need a donut, hole. I'll get one chocolate and one glaze. Guess how much they cost?
How much?
50 cents.
50
25 cents.
Cents
for a donut hole.
25 cents for a donut hole.
I mean, don't you think that's somewhat outrageous?
It is a little bit when you consider, you know, how small they are. I mean,
yeah,
you would think 25 cents would at least get you two.
No.
Wow.
Uh-uh.
Hmm.
I probably expect them to be maybe a dime or 15 cents a piece.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you know, 25 cents would get you two.
No, or wow. Six would get, you know, six for 50 cents or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Huh.
Wow. So there. So that's another reason not to eat donuts. They're too expensive. All right. So I was telling you about heifer, which is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. So heifer is this charity that has this kind of interesting plan. In that if you go to heifer.com, they're out of the South, and Little Rock, I think Arkansas. I think that's right.
Okay.
And they what they do is they go to third world countries and they will help. They will buy livestock. So for, let's say, a contribution of $30, let's say that you can give somebody two geese and a chicken or something. I'm making up the numbers, but they're probably more or less right. And for $100, you can give them a cow or something. And the idea being that, as especially for women, that tending livestock is a way of becoming economically independent, it's sustainable. And one of the deals is that you have to give the first animal, let's say that you get two cows, that you have to give the first offspring to somebody else, so that you're playing it forward. And it's a very interesting idea. I was giving them a hard time because they'd gotten an argument with another charity that's giving cash. And they're saying, well, that doesn't work. And I said, well, you know, it has to be cash with a little bit of education, that here we're going to give you this money, and here you can spend it on this. But if you spend it on this, then you can, you know, if you get a bicycle, then you can start delivering eggs that your chicken is making. And so the idea being that just giving people money is probably not as effective as educating them. But I'm, as you know, a fan that educating people is the answer to everything.
Right.
Even Trivial Pursuit. All right. So I'm at this party, and it was snowing, and I knew I had to leave relatively early. So if I have to leave a place early, I usually get there early. So it's not like I'm being dismissive or disrespectful. I just have someplace else I have to go. So there were not very many people there. And so the president said, I said, well, how much money do you make? It's kind of rude. And he told me, God bless him. I said, look, I think people who are in charge of nonprofits should not be making million-dollar salaries. I don't care how good they are at fundraising. That if you want to raise a lot of money, go to Wall Street. If you want to run a charity, that you should get a reasonable salary. So he did. So I'm going to support him.
Yeah, makes sense.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
True, 855-993-7569. Ann, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Ann?
Hello?
Hi, there you are. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I just, I'm a little confused here. I have a question about my son.
Okay.
My son, he is a medical student.
Okay.
And he is doing his, MD program from Caribbean.
Okay.
And he did not do really well on his step one.
He is or is not doing well?
He did not do very well. Like, he passed his exam, but he didn't do up to his expectation.
Okay.
And now he wants to drop out because he cannot write the exam again.
Well, if he passed, he doesn't have to do it again.
No, he can't do it again to bring her score up. So my question is, I'm not, like, he just wants to drop out of the course. Drop out of the course. Totally.
How old is your son?
He's 24.
Does he want to practice medicine?
That's what he was planning to.
Well, I know that's what he was planning to. That's obvious because he went to medical school, but maybe he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Because he's disheartened, he's...
Well, but look, Anne, having been in medical school, I can tell you that an awful lot of those people had been thinking that they wanted to be a doctor since the time they were 5 years old. And everything they did, they, you know, they played doctor as children, they took pre-med courses, they focused on science, and they went to medical school. They got into medical school, and once they got into medical school and they were really dealing with medicine and patients and whatever, a large portion of them really didn't want to be doctors anymore. So maybe
he doesn't want to.
Pardon me?
He does want to be a doctor.
Well, and if he wants to be a doctor, look, he's not 4 years old. If he wants to be a doctor, then he's going to have to stay in medical school. You can't be a doctor without being in medical school. But maybe...
Oh, yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Are you sure you want him to be a doctor or he wants him to be a doctor?
He wants to be a doctor.
Well, then he has to be a grown-up, put on his big boy pants, and take the exam again.
He can't take the exam again.
That's he cannot?
He cannot. Because once you pass the exam, you cannot write the exam again.
Well, what difference does it make if he passed it? What difference does it make how well he did or didn't do on it?
The difference will be that he might not get a good residency.
Well, what year is he of medical school?
He is going to be starting the rotation. If he thinks that he's going to pursue with it, in January he's going to start his rotation.
Well, but if he's starting his rotation in January, then he's already started. I mean, I think what he has to do is just decide that he may be one of those people who does very well. How he does on his rotations and the evaluations of his professors and his attending physicians are going to be much more important than how he did on the exam.
Right. So, because there is a lot of weightage on the U.S. Emily Part 1, more than the Step 2. So I just really wanted to know what is the procedure. I know you don't know the procedure, or you may know, but is there any way? Because his professors and everybody says that he knows his stuff, but when it comes to write the exam, standardized exam, he doesn't do very good.
Well, Anne, listen. How he does in the exam all he has to do is pass. And how he does on his rotations is going to make much more difference to his internships and how he does on his exams as long as he passes.
Right.
And if it's really important to him, he can probably take what a lot of kids do in medical school is he can take a prep course where they'll let him take fake exams and he'll get better at taking the exams. But the exams are just to make sure he's absorbed something. Being a doctor has very little to do with taking exams. So I think what he needs to do, he's one of the kids who's always been an overachiever, as most of the kids are in medical school. They've always done very well in math. They've always done very well in science. And all of a sudden, the competition's tougher, and the information is more overwhelming. I think what he needs to do is suck it up, do well on the exam, do well in his rotations, become a good doctor. But, I mean, taking an exam again just to prove how, you know, to do better, he's beyond that. That's what you take the SATs or the MCATs again to do better, to get into medical school or to get into graduate school. We're not talking about getting into schools anymore, and internships are going to be much more dependent on the evaluation of his attendings and how he does in the clinical rotations than it is on his exams. All he has to do is pass them.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. thank you so much for your advice.
He needs a side that something like, I think, 40% of all people who graduate from medical school never practice medicine, which seems to be a huge waste. But a lot of people who go to medical school find out they really don't like medicine. They like the science about it. A lot of them go into research. But if he wants to be a clinician, it's going to be much more important how he does on his rotations and what his professors think of him than his exams.
Okay,
as long
so
as he passes them.
He gets the reference letter and all those things, right?
Yeah, I mean, because being a doctor has very little to do with taking exams. Being a student has to do with taking exams. Being a doctor has to do with dealing with patients and how you get along with the staff. And you know, tell him to study for the next one, take a preparatory course if he has to, but to do well in his rotations, because that's what medicine is. It's
okay.
The patients, okay, not the exams.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, and even if you're going to go into research, you're going to do your own research, so you're not going to be taking exams anymore anyway. He'll have to take some exams if he wants to be certified and stuff like that. But basically, you know, the exams are a minor part of being a doctor.
Okay. All right, thank you so much for your advice and talking to me.
You're welcome, ma'am. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I mean, yeah, it was really interesting being around all these kids who'd spent their whole life with one goal. And then one of them decided he hated dealing with sick people. Hello. One of them fainted at the sight of blood. Most of them had not had any interaction with patients on any level whatsoever. But there is this, I mean, it's just a very competitive kind of situation. I went to a competitive competitive university, but we helped each other. It was sort of us against the faculty because we sort of felt like they were trying to flunk us out and we were trying to help each other get through. And so we would have tutorials and help each other. And all of a sudden I'm in medical school and people would change the slides. So you would misidentify slides because everybody was so competitive with one another. It's a very strange system. It's not a great system for turning out compassionate caregivers, it's a system that really does need some overhaul. And to a certain extent, it's being overhauled whether it wants to be or not, because more women are going to medical school. And because a lot of people are deciding, especially with managed health care, that you can't make as much money in medicine as you once could. So some of the people, hopefully, what will happen is the people who go into medicine are the people who really want to be health care providers. And they want to be compassionate, and they're interested in the science of it, but they're more interested in the people of it. Don't take exams again if you pass them. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the national chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty. Well, we actually have some movies. Yeah, we actually have some movies that are worthy of the fanfare a bit. We've got I'll tell you what they are, and then I'll go back and review them for you. All right, we've got three big ones opening up today, or tonight or tomorrow, depending on where you are. Exodus, Gods and Kings, Top 5, and Inherent Vice. And I'll also knock off a couple of the other ones for you as well. Exodus, Gods and Kings is Ridley Scott. He dedicates it to his brother. Christian Bale plays Moses. Joel Edgerton plays Ramses. Ben Kingsley is wandering around in there, as is Sigourney Weaver. And guess who plays Pharaoh? The original Pharaoh.
Who's that?
John Turturro.
How about that? Okay.
Ta-da!
Cool.
It's 150 minutes, which is basically, what's that, 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Yep.
And I thought it was really fun. The Red Sea, I mean, you know how it's going to end, right? And so the Red Sea, I mean, it is, you just sit there biting your fingernails. All right. Now, one of the issues that was discussed when I saw it was that Christian Bale, as Moses, keeps changing his accent. It goes from kind of upper sort of British to sort of Liverpool to Australian to Canadian or something. And I actually had an explanation for that, even though Christian Bale is notorious for doing that, even in interviews, which is when you're the Prince of Egypt, you're going to talk like court talk. When you're living with your wife's relatives and tending goats, you're going to sort of adapt to that. And when you're the general leading the Jews out of Egypt, you're going to have a whole different kind of scenario.
Right.
This review says 600,000 slaves, but in the movie they say 400,000. So, but that's a lot. I mean, I'm not sure that I ever sort of understood those numbers. Did you? That we're talking about 100,000 people, 400,
yeah,
between,
I mean,
let's say, 500,000 people.
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's the size of a lot of large cities in the United
States.
That's a huge amount of people.
Well, at one point, Joel Edgerton is talking with his second in command, and he says, how do 4,000 soldiers deal with 400, bring back 400,000 slaves? And he said, we're not bringing any back. But he said, in the movie, I think he says 400,000. So,
okay.
This is a big fuss about this movie because white actors, as opposed to Egyptians, being cast. But, I mean, they said the same thing about Noah. So, I don't know. I think most of the people who go to the movies are not going to care particularly about that. I mean, I just thought, and what I will tell you up front, that so far as I know, that there haven't been a whole lot of complaints from the religious groups, because God is portrayed as a young boy. I thought it was an exciting movie. It's probably going to be on my top 10 list just because it's spectacle. It's huge. It's entertaining. It's got good performances in it. It's a story that you know that's told well.
Mm-hmm.
So I liked it. Top five. All right, this is Chris Rock, Rosario Dawson, Gabrielle Union.
Rock. I love Chris Rock.
Well, whether you like this movie is partially going to depend on how much you like Chris Rock. All right, he basically plays a comedian. He sort of plays some version of himself. Tries to make it as a serious actor when his reality TV star fiance talks him into broadcasting their wedding on a TV show. Kevin Hart, when he's in this movie, really steals the scene out from under Chris.
He's been doing that a lot, it seems like, with a lot
Kevin
of
Kevin Hart is just, I mean, he's tiny, yeah, but he just goes and sort of grabs everybody.
Yeah.
The idea is that Chris is being followed around by Rosario Dawson from the New York Times, who's going to do an interview with him. The top five includes a family game when he goes back to the projects and visits his family, and everybody gets to say who their top five rockers are, or rappers, one or the other. So mm-hmm. That's what the top five refers to. Some of the commentary is very smart, is very racially tinged, because that's who Chris Rock is. It's okay. I didn't think it was particularly funny. I think he's an interesting character. But part, as I said, he wrote it, directed it, and stars in it. So how much you're going to like this really depends on how much you're a fan of Chris Rock.
Gotcha.
And as Charlie Rose says to him, at one point, he was described as the funniest man in America. So.
Sure.
But it's not as funny as you'd like it to be, to a certain extent.
Okay.
Inherent Vice is a very weird movie. It stars, Paul Thomas Anderson, who did Boogie Nights, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is based on a Thomas Pynchon novel, about basically, it's set in 1970 in L.A., and there's so much drugs in it that you feel that you're going to get a contact high just being in the theater. investigates the disappearance of a former girlfriend. It's got Joaquin Phoenix in it, who's very good in it, Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson, Catherine Waterston. And part of it is going to be your tolerance for that much drug usage and acceptance of drug usage and... everybody's high all the time. At the time, I thought, oh, geez, Louise, this is kind of a waste of time. But it does haunt you a bit, and Joaquin Phoenix is really good in it.
Okay.
Let me just tell you a couple of other movies that are around. Fury, with Brad Pitt, which I think is a really one of the two anti-war movies. I don't know if that was their intent, but that's sort of how I felt it about it. Wild is Reese Witherspoon, who goes across 1,100 miles of desert by herself with camels, which points out that women can do incredibly stupid things as well, as far as I'm concerned. I don't understand why people do things like that. Benedict Cumberbatch is in Imitation Game, and it's a terrific performance. I don't know exactly how I feel about the movie. I'm in the process of compiling my top 10, and it used to be a lot easier when I did top 5, but the Academy now does top 10 as well. So,
okay.
I mean, it's a tragic story in that he probably literally single-brainedly, handedly saved the Western world, in that he's the one who figured out how to break the code, and he's the one who essentially invented computers and then was really prosecuted and persecuted by the British government for being gay. And this was in the 1950s. So, I mean, it's not ancient history at all. Mockingjay is Jennifer Lawrence. We talked about it a little bit yesterday because a grandmother was very concerned about her granddaughters watching the movie. It's kind of a basic, it fits very well into this year's, you know, let's face up against the government, and if we're not getting what we like, let's make a fuss about it. It's clearly the setup for the last movie, which will probably be terrific. Still Alice is Julianna Moore, who's very likely, she's certainly going to be nominated, will probably win an Oscar for her portrayal of a professor at Columbia who's got early onset Alzheimer's. And it's tragic and heartbreaking, and she's wonderful in it. Boyhood is the movie that was shot over 12 years.
Love that movie. I really
did you?
Did. Yeah, I loved it.
So it's on your top 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
John Wick is kind of a little movie, but, you know, I actually kind of liked it. I mean,
yeah, I saw it too. I thought it was.
It was. It's a better movie than you expected. It's
yeah.
Solid. It's nothing. It's not going to be on anybody's top 10, but it was not a bad movie at all.
Mm-hmm.
Foxcatcher got a lot of attention up front. Steve Carell, Channing Tatum, Mark Ruffalo, and I think it's kind of faded a little bit. St. Vincent is really one of the fun, feel-good, silly movies of the year.
I just
which
went
is
to see that.
Did you love it?
Yesterday, yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah,
Bill Murray
I think,
is just
yeah,
he's awesome.
I'm kind of flirting with putting him. It's not a big movie. It's a little movie, but it's mm-hmm. exceptionally well done. And Naomi Watts, who's not one of my favorite actors, is wonderful in it.
Yeah.
And Melissa McCarthy is terrific in it as well. They finally somebody's finally kept her under control, and she's wonderful in this. She's just charming.
She's very good.
So, but of the movies that opened today. I'd probably send you to Exodus. It is in 3D, which means, and it's a long movie, but I mean, I think it's a great story, but it's a Bible story, and there's not that much in the Bible about Exodus, but I thought it was well done, and it was exciting, and to sort of keep you involved in a movie where you know how it's going to end, and you know a lot of it's familiar. They've got the plagues. I thought the acting was good, and I think Christian Bale makes an interesting Moses, even if his accent does change. And I've already given you the rationale, so you could accept it without being squirmy about it. All right, there's some Annie's coming out. Let's see, we've got a huge number of movies coming out. Let's see if I've got a list of all of them. Oh, there's a little movie that I would tell you to go see. The Gambler's coming out on Christmas Day.
Okay.
There, you know, I'm putting together, I think, a movie. I think I'm going to have to separate out the documentaries from everything else, because there's so many really good ones coming out this year. But The Theory of Everything, we've already talked about a little bit. So some really good movies coming out, and probably my favorite movie of the year so far is Selma, which comes out Christmas Day as well. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. the knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so I thought I'd share with you, just to have an overall perspective, of SAG's nomination, a Screen Actors Guild, which is 100,000 actors voted, of which four are working at the time. That's a little joke. Came out yesterday. My group comes out, I think, over the weekend. I think our ballots were due... I think our ballots are due today, and so they'll be out in the next day or so, and all, because that's the one that I vote on. Best Ensemble Cast, Birdman, which is the Michael Keaton movie, Boyhood, which we were talking about before, Ethan Hawke, The Grand Budapest Hotel, which I don't think is going to be on very many people's big list, but it's an interesting, I agree it is an ensemble, The Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything. So my guess is, and maybe they'll put that on the best movie list as well, but certainly Imitation Game is on a lot of people's, Theory of Everything is on a lot of people's, Boyhood is on many, and Birdman. The two unusual ones on that one are Grand Budapest Hotel and Birdman.
Okay.
Best Actor, Steve Carell, as I mentioned, in Foxcatcher, Benedict Cumberbatch in Imitation Game, Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler. It's a terrific performance. It's just a movie that a lot of people didn't see, although I think it was...
I saw it. I thought it was really good.
I thought he was wonderful in it.
Yeah.
Really a psychopath. and it was nice to see Renee Russo on film again, too.
Yeah, she had been kind of, I guess, missing in action, so to speak.
Well, Hollywood is not nice to women of a certain age.
Yeah.
When you're young or really old, I think Hollywood's okay. It's in the in-between that you're going to probably need to raise tulips or something.
Yeah.
Michael Keaton in Birdman, Eddie Redmayne in The Theory of Everything, which was a terrific performance. Best Actress, this is the area, the Best Actor category is huge this year. Best Actress, Jennifer Aniston in Cake, which is an amazing performance. She does it completely without makeup, completely without vanity. Felicity Jones in The Theory of Everything. And she's kind of the hero of the piece because The Theory of Everything was based on Jane Hawking's book. So as somebody said to me at the theater last night, I hate Stephen Hawking. Julianne Moore, Still Alice. I think that one's the lock. She's certainly the one to beat. Rosamund Pike in Gone Girl. Terrific performance, but a movie that a lot of people didn't see. Reese Witherspoon in Wild. She's probably the second. I think it's Julianne Moore is probably going to win, but I think it's going to be, if not, it'll be either Reese or Jennifer. But I think Julianne's got it. I got it locked.
I did see Gone Girl, and I thought Rosamund Pike did a really, really good job.
She's wonderful. Yeah. My problem is I'd read the book before I saw the movie, which is a problem because you know what's going to happen or not happen.
Right.
Best Supporting Actor. This is a good category as well. Robert Duvall in The Judge, which is a movie that didn't do terribly well, which I actually liked.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've had a couple people tell me that it's really good. But
It gets a little overly sentimental, which I think is one of the reasons why people were a bit dismissive of it.
Mm-hmm.
What can I tell you? Ethan Hawke in Boyhood, Edward Norton in Birdman, Mark Ruffalo in Foxcatcher, and J.K. Simmons in Whiplash. I would not surprise me for J.K. Simmons to walk away with that award. I mean, it was an extraordinary performance. I thought Whiplash was a really terrific movie, and it's probably going to be on my top 10. I mean, what I tend to think of as top 10 is pick one or two of the big movies that are just sprawling and epic, one or two of the small movies that are just fun, which will hold up over time, and then sort of try and fill in the blanks. Because of either a movie that had a great story or great acting. I mean, there are, what, about 400 movies this year, maybe more than that. And I'm going to have to take out the documentaries and put them in another category because there were so many good documentaries this year. Best Supporting Actress, Patricia Arquette, also in Boyhood, Keira Knightley in Imitation Game, Emma Stone in Birdman, Meryl Streep in Into the Woods, which I hated. I saw the play twice and hated it both times, and I loved the movie, which opens on Christmas Day.
Really?
And I thought she was terrific in it. I just loved Into the Woods this time and didn't like it in the theater. Naomi Watts in St. Vincent. As I said, I'm not much of a fan of hers, and she was wonderful in this. I think it's probably Meryl's to... that's a tight category. I would guess it's probably going to be between... probably between Meryl and Naomi, and I think Meryl will probably get it.
Okay.
But she gets it a lot, and there's that backlash of, well, let's give it to somebody else.
Sure.
So we'll see. There's Oscars coming up. There's my group, which is the Critics' Choice Awards, and we'll get that done. And as soon as that comes out, I will let you know. All right. So some seriously, this has been a good year for movies. There have been a lot of them that really had... I mean, there are some years where the movies just work better than others, and this year was a lot of star power, a lot of good storytelling, a lot of just a lot of variety, which is always fun. And we were talking about today in history. Apollo 17 in 1972 became the sixth and last Apollo mission to land on the moon.
Wow.
Jeez, that's 42 years ago.
42 years.
Hard to believe, huh?
Wow.
In 2001, the People's Republic of China joined the World Trade Organization. Okay. It was a long time coming. Mm-hmm. 2008, Bernie Madoff was arrested and charged with securities in a $50 billion Ponzi scheme.
That's crazy. It's been 6 years since that already, hasn't it? I mean,
It seems like it's more recent than that. That's a tragic story.
Yeah, really.
Did he finally die? I know his son's. I think he had two sons, and one suicide, and the other, I think, died of cancer.
Yeah, I think Bernie is still alive.
I think he is, too.
Yeah.
1946, UNICEF was established on this day.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that's...
United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund.
Exactly.
For those who were wondering.
Exactly. And we used to, not so much at Christmas time, although they now have the Christmas cards, but at Halloween, we used to go around collecting for UNICEF. Do you remember that? You didn't do that?
No, me personally, I didn't do that.
Well, shame on you. We just have to get you more involved in charities.
I'll have to do that. I'll have to look into that.
That was UNICEF. I don't even know if they do it anymore, but we used to go around collecting money, little cans. Okay. I remember the money hitting the cans. All right, so here's an interesting story that is going to have some impact. Google News were no longer operated in Spain. Because there's a new law requiring the Internet search company to pay Spanish news organizations for linked content or snippets of news.
Hmm. You know what's interesting about that?
What?
How do you think I found that story? Take a guess.
You went to Google?
He went to Google News, yeah. That's how I found the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Intellectual property law going into effect on January 1st, dubbed the Google tax.
Hmm.
Boy, that would... I mean, if other countries follow suit, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they do that. I mean, presumably, does that mean if you're I mean, how do you stop something from being? Does that mean that you can't if you're in Spain, you can't Google things?
I guess maybe they put up some sort of a firewall or something.
How do you do that
to limit the access from? But it's like if you live in Spain and you want to, you know, find out the news for free, I guess you just go into another country. I guess and
I don't know.
You know.
They said Google News shows no ads, makes no revenue. This approach is simply unsustainable. Well, we'll see. It's going to have widespread implications.
Yeah.
855-99-DR-JOY. Got another hour with you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.